T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I could come here naked without any constitution, and I know I can say what I want to say.
There's always that point where you come into a place and people engage you.
God came knocking on my door disguised as an angry mob.
His day will come. You will not be successful.
The Biden cages where they temporarily detain these folks, I've been to them.
A beer and a personal pan pizza at home with his wife.
Welcome back. Oh, and it's so good to be back in the chair here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Thrilled to be back. Thank you, Carl, for that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
In here with Denise and Sue and getting it done. So much to cover because, you know, I left town. I go on vacation. Everything's normal. Like, I left at 9. Things always happen when the show ends at 9.
Oh, yes, always.
And at 10 o'clock on my last day before vacation, they announced the mask mandate, which then got taken to court, and now there's not a mask mandate, but the battle rages on here in St. Louis County. A little later, we're going to get Tim Fitch on, county councilman, talking about this. The next question is, what's going on with the vaccinations, with the COVID vaccine? And we're joined by Tanya J. Powers with Fox News Radio this morning because the FDA may be issuing a new statement on the COVID vaccine soon. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, what's going on with this? Because a lot of people have used the excuse, well, I don't want to get the vaccine because it's still, you know, just it's experimental at this point. Basically, it has emergency use authorization.
Right. Well, there is a difference between experimental and emergency use as far as, you know, the actual definitions of those things. However, I can tell you that the FDA looks like it's got an unofficial deadline of Labor Day to have this this thing finished with full approval. Now, we're talking about Pfizer's vaccine. The Moderna folks are still submitting data for the final approval application for theirs. They have not given a timetable of when that will be finished. So theirs is still kind of in the works. But it looks like the one that Pfizer has could be, you know, it could have full approval by Labor Day. You know, I'm hesitant to say by the end of the month, but, you know, what they're saying is by then. President Biden said last week that he would like to, or he expects this to be by early fall. So, you know, that would kind of be around the same timetable. So hopefully within the next month, it will see some full approval. And you're right, the FDA is hoping that, you know, that full approval may give some of the people who are hesitant to get the shot more confidence about getting it. They have basically kind of put an all hands on deck sort of approach to getting the full approval done so they can move into that as soon as possible.
So, Tanya, based on your reporting, then how are they getting it done so quickly? We know that, you know, that Operation Warp Speed brought the vaccine to availability much more quickly than normal. But for full approval, I mean, there used to be a lot of hoops you had to jump through to get that done. How are they getting that done by setting a deadline of, what did you say, September?
Yeah, it's kind of an unofficial deadline. They haven't said, okay, we want to have this finished by then. They have been giving data this entire time to the FDA to say, okay, well, here's what we had, you know, going into this that got them granted the emergency use authorization. And then ever since then, they have been, which is what they've, you know, or supposed to do, is give data periodically and say, okay, here's what we have with real life, you know, use in this. Once this went into emergency use authorization, then they had a whole bunch more data to choose from to you know, the pool got much larger as people started getting the shots. So that is one of the reasons that they've got, you know, so many people working on this and are, you know, hopefully going to be able to come to an approval answer sooner than later. Your question is a good one. I'm not really sure what makes the difference in this. I do know this in the mRNA vaccine does involve science that has been around. They didn't have to come up with the brand new science to, you know, completely, you know, start over. They weren't starting from scratch necessarily with this. They had were able to use, you know, stuff that's been worked on for decades and, you know, kind of purpose it for this sort of use. I'm not a scientist, so I can't speak to exactly what they have to do and how many hoops they have to jump through and how quickly they can get it done. I imagine that there will be people who, even once it gets to final approval, they'll say, well, this didn't take long enough.
Right, right.
And they will still say that not to get the shot. So that's up to them. That's their choice. But this something that we can expect from this is once it gets final approval and is, you know, fully authorized and not just an emergency use authorization, we can expect more, you know, places like universities and hospitals, the Department of Defense, major cities to probably go on and say, okay, now that it's had full approval from the FDA, we're going to put in, you know, some, you know, restrictions, well, not restrictions, but mandates necessarily. Yes. For, you know, getting the vaccine. So I would expect some of that as well.
I think you're absolutely right. Tanya J. Powers, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Sure. Anytime.
You bet. Yeah. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers there. Couple things there that trip alarm triggers in my head. Basically, we've been part of the trial. just in case you haven't picked up on that, one reason they've been able to consistently submit data to the FDA is because everybody who's gotten the jab has been part of the trial. And if there were problems reported, I'm sure that got forwarded to the FDA. So that would shorten the period of time and under which they had to review it, because they had such a much larger sample of people to work with. Now, I've been pro-choice on this all along. I've told you that. I chose to get the vaccine for a couple of very personal reasons. I shouldn't have to explain that to anyone, but among them is the fact that I'm the primary caregiver for my elderly mother, and I didn't want to risk exposing her to it if I could somehow minimize my risk. I wanted to do that. But I want people, I'm a firm believer in the fact that you have a choice of what you want to stick in your body. And if you've chosen not to do it because it's been experimental use or emergency use authorization, Tanya says there's a difference between those two explanations. At the end of the day, you're going to have to make that decision. But if they approve this at the FDA, here's what you need to understand. The United States military just announced it's going to make the vaccine mandatory. I believe people will leave the military over this. There will be lawsuits. I'm not sure they're going to be able to pull this off. But the Secretary of Defense has already said he's going to force this on members of the military. If they approve this next month, you can expect every school in America to do the same thing. Every university in America to do the same thing. Probably, and a lot of employers have already started it at healthcare and other industries, that they'll all do it once it gets FDA approval. That's why I'm concerned when I hear the word deadline. They had a deadline of September to try to get this done. What's the rush? Would be my question there. Mm. How in that short period of time can you determine for me what the long-term impact is on women of childbearing years? That's the question you have to ask. There's no way they can determine that in 12 months because they don't have enough data yet. So while I'm not a scientist, I'm also not an idiot. And I'm not sure that rushing this, I don't think it ever gets FDA full approval for kids as young as 12 when this happens next month, if it happens. Because they haven't had time to study that yet. They just haven't. Let me get to a break here. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'll get to your phone calls. 314-241-9797. Bottom of the hour, Tom Ackerman's in here with us. And then in other news with Denise Schaefer at about 6:48. 314-241-9797.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I was born with the right to keep and bear arms. I was born with the right to speak up. I was born with the right to privacy from my government intrusion without just cause. I was born with that. I could come here naked without any constitution, and I know I can say what I want to say. I don't have to get the king's permission. Kings, emperors, tyrants, kiss my ass. We are a self-government. We are in charge. We hire people to represent us based on these self-evident truths. And if you infringe on them, we will fire your Don't make us arrest you.
Ah, Uncle Ted. I love it. Ted Nugent on with Tucker Carlson on his Fox Across America, I think, his podcast,
it's
right?
It's Fox Nation, and it's Tucker Carlson Today.
Yeah. So anyway, he got a full interview with Ted. That was one of the snippets from it. It was outstanding, said only as Uncle Ted can, because he's the best, right? I'm sorry. Did I not have my audio up there, Carl? I apologize for that.
Now you do.
Hold on.
I got your blue state right here, baby.
Absolutely. I love that. I love getting Ted Nugent on here. That's fantastic. But back to the whole vaccination issue. The mandates are coming. That's why they're going to rush this through to full FDA approval. So they remove that excuse from your quiver.
We always knew that was coming, so that excuse was going to go away no matter what, because eventually, no matter how short or long it was going to take, it's going to get approved. I don't think there's any doubt there.
Where my money is, because normally when you're part of a medical trial, they pay you. I didn't get any money for this. I didn't. I didn't get $10,000. I didn't get a chance to win any money. I haven't even gotten my free beer from Anheuser-Busch. I'm just saying. Let me get to Jeff here real quick on line two. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I had a long conversation with the screener. So, you know, basically, my point is, if the vaccine works, if they're going to come out and say we're going to mandate it and it protects you, okay, and I don't get vaccinated, why should there be a mandate? Now, I had a long discussion, and I can't remember his name. He made his point of mutations and so forth. But again, we don't know the long-term effects. Mark, you nailed it with young women, okay? So we don't know the long-term effects. Why make it mandatory?
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, particularly for my young teenage daughter. She's got her whole life ahead of her, and she's going to hopefully bring me lots of grandchildren one of these days and all of that stuff. Until we know what's in this stuff and until it's been through a couple of years of testing, I'm not sure I want her subjected to that. But what happens when every activity she wants to participate in and all this public pressure is suddenly pressuring her to get this jab in her arm, and we don't know the long-term effects of it? That's my concern, and it's a legitimate concern.
Can I make one more point about the variants, too? Because I heard this from a scientist.
Quickly.
He said, I heard a scientist say that if it's less than 20% of a change of the variant, then our body recognizes it as the same thing. These variants, and he's saying this, are less than 1% of a change from the regular virus. So if you're vaccinated and if you have natural immunity, your body's going to recognize those variants. People are talking about variants, but we're not being told the truth, I don't feel like. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate that. These are discussions we have to have. You're not anti-vaccination because you ask questions. I told you, I chose to get the vaccination for my own very personal reasons. If you choose not to, you know you're at a greater risk potentially of getting COVID. But overall, it's still a very small risk. That's the truth of the matter. We're going to get to Tom Ackerman, talk Cardinals and Jack Nicklaus when we come back. Tom, I'm getting back from vacation, looking at the Cardinals, going, wow, this situation has not improved much since I left.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed whatsoever. They've added a couple of veteran lefties at the trade deadline, John Lester and Jay Happ. Happ was actually not bad last night. Lester was bad the night before, gave up 6 runs in his first 2 innings, 5 runs in his first inning. Nothing has changed, though. The Cardinals continue to, you know, shoot themselves in the foot. Yesterday, they get off to a great start. Nolan Arenado hits a 3-run homer. Cardinals are off and running. Happ gives them a nice outing on the mound. Happ ends up going 5 innings, gives up 2 runs on 5 hits. I mean, that's not bad. It walks 1, strikes out 4. Cardinals are up 3-0. Braves add those 2 in the 4th and 5th. Then they hit a home run in the 6th off Ryan Helsley. They're up 4-3. You're like, here we go again. Cardinals find a way to tie the game in the 7th inning on a double steal. So they pull off a double steal, puts them at 2nd and 3rd with 1 out. Goldschmidt hits a fly ball, sack fly, run scores. Great. I mean, great base running, great way to find a way to tie the game. It's 4-4. The Cardinals have found life. We have a new ball game. And then in the 8th inning, they give up 3 runs. And it's Giovanni Gallegos, their great setup man, who works so slow and loses pace completely. And the game slows to a crawl, and he starts giving up runs. And then the real clincher, the one that hurt the Cardinals the most, was a ball that Dylan Carlson tries to get to. He can't. He recovers. Bader comes flying in to get it. They collide. They both go down. And it's just a disaster. I mean,
wow.
They give up 3 runs in the 8th and lose the game 7-4. And it's really, you know, a microcosm or a symbolic of what the entire season has been. Every time the Cardinals feel like they have a chance to get back into this thing, they stumble, they fall. And so that's what happened last night.
What's your analysis of Lester? Just a bad first outing, but
I just listened to what he said. He was very open about it. You know, he said, I had jitters. You know, he like the first, he's trying to make a nice impression, new team, a lot of people paying attention to it. And here's a guy who's pitched in the biggest games there have been. I mean, he's pitched in 1-3 World Series, 2
right.
with the Red Sox, 1 with the Cubs, but everything just started to snowball on him. I mean, a minute into the game, it's 2-0. He, you know, walks the first guy, then Jorge Soler hits a home run, and suddenly it's 2-0. And he said everything just kind of sped up on him, mentally, physically, and he couldn't get out of it, couldn't get an out. And the Cardinals gave up 5 runs. Lester gives up 5 runs in the first, and it got away from him. And then yesterday, it was the reverse of that. I mean, it's exactly what you want. Happ pitches a nice, clean first inning. Cardinals get a 3-run bomb from Arenado. They're like, all right, here we go. See, so the Cardinals are going to find a way to get this thing and start winning series. That's what they need to do. Win each series. They don't have to go on a 10-game win streak. That'd be amazing.
Right.
But they don't seem like the team that's capable of doing that. They have not put together a run like that all year, really. And just win the series. Well, they failed to do that. So they lost to the Braves. Braves team that added players at the deadline and are kind of like the Cardinals. They've been sort of hanging around 500, but they're in a much better situation than the Cardinals are. The Cardinals are 11 games out in the Central. They're trailing 2 teams, the Brewers and Reds. The Brewers are a very good, aggressive team. And the Mets are leading the NL East, and they just sort of teeter there, you know. The Phillies are a game and a half out. The Braves, who are a 500 club, they're only a half game better than the Cardinals are, are only 2.5 out in the NL East because the NL East is a more gettable division than what the Cardinals are dealing with. Cardinals have a huge mountain to climb.
Yeah, well, it sure sounds like it. You know, I just got back from a vacation, as I mentioned, and just kind of unplugged for a while. It was nice.
Good for you.
And one reason I was sort of forced to unplug is that I ventured into a place where there's very little cell coverage in the mountains, right? And it was fantastic. One thing I did in one of the brief periods where I got a little bit of cell coverage, and certainly on the way back, I noticed in a Facebook post that you apparently had an opportunity to give some golf tips to Jack Nicklaus. Is that correct?
Golf has been really an amazing sport in my life. Okay, so as you know, that's how I met Bob Knight. I caddied for him in a golf tournament. I ended up going to Indiana University out of that.
He didn't choke you?
He did not.
No, okay.
He was great. That was when I was a teenager. Golf has brought me a lot of great relationships through the years in terms of sponsorships and relationships, and it's been a great sport. You know, made a lot of friends on the golf course. I started this golf show, did one with Pat Maroon on Sunday, which was hysterical. I can't wait to release. Did one with Ozzie Smith. And the PGA Championship, another great example of how golf has changed my life. It was an amazing life moment, career moment, being around all those people. I've met a lot of amazing people through the game. Albert Pujols and I became pretty close because I started covering him as a minor leaguer, and then I was dedicated to covering his golf tournament. Mark, I don't get starstruck anymore that often, but when they brought Jack Nicklaus around the corner, I couldn't get the words out. I'm like, he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "Mr. Nicklaus, hello, I'm Tom Ackerman. Hey, good to see you, buddy." You know, and then I just went, you know, and started talking, and we taped an interview for 10 minutes, and it was really, really special. I mean, he is, you know, to me in my life, I mean, my grandpa, you know, idolized Jack Nicklaus, just thought Jack Nicklaus was an incredible figure, and he is, and he continues to be. And one of the things that I learned from him that I really appreciated in the interview, and he was here to promote the Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson at Norwood Hills, right, is that at this stage in his life, he told me that it's as fulfilling or maybe more so than anything he's done in his career. He is going into areas that are struggling and rebuilding them around golf. So his next project is going to be Normandy Golf Course. He's going to go in there. He's going to help Tom O'Toole, the former president of the USGA, and try to rebuild not only that golf course but the surrounding area and give people an opportunity to play. And he said it's just been amazing how those projects have worked out. He's been doing it across the country, and it all goes back to how he used to travel the globe with Arnold Palmer and Gary Player, and they would play golf in different countries and teach people the game. And he really, I mean, this man, I'm sitting there looking at him, I'm like, he has grown the game of golf globally.
He has.
And it was a great experience.
Oh, I bet it was. So did he give you any insight into the Normandy effort? Is it underway already?
You know what he said? He said, I actually don't know a lot about St. Louis yet, and we're in the early stages. He's kind of in a fact-finding. So he was actually on his way to go to Normandy after talking to me to explore, check it out, learn more. And then he is in charge, one of the people in charge of helping raise funds, tap resources. He's designed countless golf courses, wow, so he's able to assess the land and tell you a couple things that they could do here and there. But he'll be involved, and that's the beautiful thing, is that he will follow through on it. He's a pretty amazing individual.
Tom Ackerman, like me, that's impressive because you're not often speechless.
The other one who did that to me, Vin Scully. I met Vin Scully years ago at Dodger Stadium. He came around the corner and he said, I was wearing a Camo X polo shirt. I was covering the Cardinals Dodgers playoff series back in 04. And he goes, and I said, Mr. Scully. He goes, Camo X. Hello there, young man. I said, I'm Tom Ackerman. Thank you for all that you've done for baseball. He goes, thank you, young man. Nice to meet you. And walks by. I'm like, oh, man, I blew that. So then later in the game, like seventh inning, I'm in the little concession area in the press box, and he walks up to get a soda or whatever, and he goes, hey, Tom, how you doing? And I was like,
wow. You remember
Vin
my name.
Scully knew my name. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
That is
great. That's, those are amazing moments, really.
Tom Ackerman, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Happening.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, you touched on this a little bit earlier with the whole like Olympics and spoilers, you know, by announcing.
Sorry.
No. Because this happened, you know, while you were gone, the whole things broke with Simone Biles with her stepping out and
mental health and all that.
Yeah.
Right?
And so we
winning bronze.
And winning bronze. So this isn't really a story. This is just because you mentioned that. And then I'm looking at different news, you know, covering things this morning. It really annoys me how the Simone Biles thing, it was just like it was plastered everywhere with that she won the bronze. Now, with the soccer team, most of the things I saw said who won the bronze. Didn't say that it was the U.S., which obviously we've said and has come out, you know, is out. And if you're looking for it, you can find it. But that it was just, there was no question about Simone Biles and a lot of them. It's just like this person won and it's plastered everywhere, even though it doesn't air till tonight. I've seen several articles that didn't say that the U.S. women's soccer team won it. It just said who won it and gave you the choice to actually click on it to see.
Think they took the heat for it? Maybe they took a lot of heat for it and they tried to change the reporting.
I just found it odd. I was like, that's really weird because you wouldn't think that at this point the Olympics are almost over. Like all the spoilers are pretty much like out there and they don't usually give you a choice. And I'm like, how come all of a sudden with the soccer team, we're getting a choice to decide if I want to click and see who won or not? So I don't know. That just kind of annoyed me this morning.
Sorry.
But Carl Lewis, Olympic sprinting, you know, legend, had a few unkind words to say about the men's relay team. Do you see the handoff on the men's relay team? So here's Ronnie Baker was trying to grab the baton, and then he ended up grabbing a handful of the shirt behind him and not the baton. So they try again, and then Baker whiffed on it. By the third time, the guy was basically right next to his side, like shoving it into the guy's hand, trying to get the baton, you know, handoff. Oh my gosh. I mean, Carl Lewis just basically called him a total embarrassment. And that's not good when you got Carl, you know, or I mean, it was embarrassing. Of course, they already knew it, but they didn't even qualify for the finals.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You've been doing that your whole life at that point. It didn't seem like the handoff should be that tricky.
It shouldn't be. I know it's not the first time it's happened to the men's team, something like this has happened, let alone any team at all. But when it's that bad, I mean, you know, Carl Lewis couldn't let that one go.
I was in high school, I ran that race, just so you know. But I was a shot putter and discus thrower, so they put us in something called the fat man's relay. They couldn't call it that anymore. But all the big guys had to run the fat man relay. So I had to practice the handoffs. I know what
were you
life
anchor?
Is like. Oh, no. No?
No?
I was somewhere in the middle, and we had one guy who was really fast, and we actually won quite a bit. So it was good. Well, against other fat men. Go ahead.
I've got to point out this story just because it's not the story that you typically hear about this situation, and it's happening in St. Louis. But there's a St. Louis taxi company is actually rejecting vaccinated and masked passengers. Usually hear this the other way around, correct? Charlie Bullington owns Yo Transportation Services. He started it about 16 years ago. I think I saw this story on, I think it was KSDK. I'll double check. But he's not allowing you to wear a mask. He's very against the vaccine. And before he'll even pick you up, he verifies that you don't have a mask on and that you haven't had the vaccine. And he says about 3 in every 10 passengers choose not to ride with him. But he is standing firm on that's the way he wants to run his business. I think that's the first time I've heard it go this direction.
Redline things like that and still make a living, you go for it.
That's
mean, you're alienating a lot of potential customers there, I would think.
I would think so.
Huh?
Free market.
Yeah, it's a free market. Absolutely. Good for him.
Well, and there's also a gym in Clayton that is requiring members to show proof of vaccination now before entering without a mask. So this story was kind of like right next to this one, I believe, on KSDK. Owner of True Fusion said that they have lost some members when the county made the mask mandate again, which isn't technically in effect, right? Because there is a restraining order against it. He surveyed their patrons. 98% of them are vaccinated, so he decided that he's going to ask you to show proof of a vaccine, and then you can take off your mask in his business.
Okay. So he's willing, again, business decision, to give up that other 2% if they choose to go elsewhere.
Right. And he said that he has seen one person try to pass off a fake vaccine card. Because we do talk, I mean, that's a question. We were just talking about this yesterday. It's like, how do you do this? And he said that one person has passed off a fake vaccine card. I don't know how he knew it was fake, but here we go.
Thank you. Free choice, right? We're pro-choice on this issue. No doubt about it.
On this one.
Jim Talent's coming up and Grant Stinchfield from Newsmax. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.